Following from last week's discussion on reading, Tommy and Doug dig into the topic of devotionally engaging scripture in particular. Doug shares practical wisdom from 40 years of daily devotional life, exploring how to develop sustainable rhythms of Bible reading and prayer for both individuals and families. They discuss scripture reading plans, the proper role of devotional aids versus direct Bible engagement, strategies for focused prayer, and how to saturate your household with God's Word through both structured family devotions and everyday conversations. With Christmas providing extra time off, this episode offers encouragement to establish or renew devotional habits that orient each day Godward and carry forward into the new year. Here is episode 72 of Imprint Out Loud.
Imprint Out Loud is the audio podcast of Imprint, which exists to leave a healthy mark on the church in Africa through trustworthy biblical resources and training of local church leaders.
Hi everyone, welcome to Imprint Out Loud. We are following up a conversation we did last week on reading, and we've got Doug again. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks, Tommy.
Doug, I'd like to follow up on the episode previously on reading with devotional life. Again, we're going in Christmas around the corner. Most people will have at least a week off during this Christmas period. And I encouraged people last week from the pulpit to just read more because they do have more time. And even as they fell behind in their devotional life, to start breeding new habits during the time that they have extra time to go into the next year with a good routine of devotional life. What would you say is devotional life?
So I think a devotional life is, sometimes it's called a quiet time, which is not a bad phrase, because you just need to get alone, quiet before the Lord, before your day gets distracting, and spending time reading God's Word, praying, and getting your life directed towards seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So the trajectory of your day is heavenward.
Yeah.
Paul talked about set your affection on things above, where Christ is, our life is hidden in Christ. And I think that that's what, for me, that's what a devotional life is. It's not just ticking a box. It's getting my perspective as I start this day, and I have no idea what's around the corner.
So you would say devotion is to be devoted to the Word of God for a specific time to equip you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think it's setting your heart to be devoted to God, and therefore you're going to spend time in His Word and prayer.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people would probably send in this one question on what are great resources for devotions? And you kind of want to just answer them, well, the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? So how does the resources, the Bible versus other material for devotions in your mind, how can we, because I think there's a place for all both
yeah.
of them, but how does it work?
I think they can work hand in hand. So I have for 40 years just pretty much read through the Bible every year, sometimes twice a year. One year I read through it six times in the year just to get a big picture of the Bible. But I usually on a January 1st start with Genesis 1 and just work through three chapters a day and five on Sunday, and you'll read through the Bible in a year. Although because I'm compulsive, sometimes I'll do more than that and I'll get done early. But I think that there's different ways to do it. So in fact, this next year, I'm going to do the Robert Murray McShane approach. He would have, I think, a passage from the Old Testament, New Testament, maybe the Psalms, I'm not sure, but he divided up that way. And then Don Carson has a two-volume, I think it's called For the Love of God.
Yeah.
And they are just devotional thoughts. I think it's one page. And I'm looking forward to that. Somebody gave me those books last year, and I've got them ready to go on January 1st. I'm going to just go through that and read his thoughts on it, which I find helpful. So I don't think it's, I think if you can have a devotional aid that will help you, that's good. What I don't like is this kind of stuff, devotions for busy people. And 1 minute a day with your Bible. Well, 1 minute a day with your Bible, you might as well forget it. I think that we need to set apart some decent amount of time for it.
So you would say the 365-day devotional books should be an extra on top of reading your Bible. It's not just, well, I've read my little piece for the day. So it's John Piper, let's pick on Johnny. That's his thought on a verse. So it's a verse, John 3:16, and these are his thoughts. And then tomorrow it's whatever, Alistair Begg's thought on Hebrews 1 verse 5. So those are aids. You can read them, but that shouldn't be your main diet. It's like the dessert or a starter before the main course.
I think it's a great help, but realize that's pre-digested food. And sometimes we have to digest our own. So I don't think you I don't think a faithful Christian has to read through the Bible every year. I don't think so. But I think what you want to do is have a meaningful time in the Word. If my time of devotion is 1 Chronicles chapters 1 to 3, I'm going to have a hard time really getting much out of that, the genealogies. But I it might be helpful for someone to say, this year I'm just going to live in the book of John. And you read that slowly. I find oftentimes in my devotional life, I'll actually be meditating on the passage that I'm preparing to preach, for it to speak to me, not to get the sermon, but to speak to me. And I think as you let it, in fact, this week I'm preaching about Mary, and she has that Magnificat, and she magnifies the Lord, and it's scripture after scripture after scripture. And somebody made the comment that she was marinated in the scripture. And I think that that's what we want to do, is marinate ourselves in the Word. So however you do it, but you really want to have time where you're listening to the Lord, not just to John Piper or Alistair Begg or Don Carson.
That's really helpful and a relief, because the last 2 years, I just decided I'm going to dig deep into the New Testament. So it took me the whole year to go through the whole of the New Testament alone. But then that was last year. This year I said the whole of the New Testament, and I dug deep, but with Isaiah. And then I bought a really good commentary on Isaiah. So I had my New Testament passages that I read through and meditated on, but also Isaiah. Next year, I decided I'm gonna go through the whole Bible again, but it's a specific reading program. I can't remember who it was by. There's tons of them. But it is, I think it's Back to the Bible or something like that, where you read through the whole Bible and twice through the New Testament and Psalms. So it doubles up. So the whole Bible once, plus New Testament twice and Psalms twice. Just to beef it up a bit next year. But yeah, so there are different reading programs, but it needs to be the Bible. And that's a good way. Now, if you, so that's kind of personal life. And I think there's reason for that, to fight your own sin, to be equipped to evangelize, to be a healthy member. We need that to feed our own souls. What's your view on family devotions, husband and wife, or even just dad, kids, devotional life?
And I mean, you have the Joel Beakeys. He used to talk about his dad. They would have like 30-minute devotionals, you know, and they would have songs and all that. And that's great, and that's wonderful. I don't think everybody is cut out for that. What I think is essential for families is for parents to realize that Deuteronomy chapter 6, which exhorts, Deuteronomy 6 is basically saying to fathers, make sure that your family is saturated with the truth of God's Word. So there's a great book called Everyday Talk. I forget who wrote it, but that really helped Jill and I as parents, that everything we do, we're teaching God's Word to our to our children. So I think it's great to have a time, whether it's after breakfast or after dinner, where you read Scripture and you pray. if you can sing a hymn. If I was doing it all over again, I'd do more singing with my kids. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes though people feel like I've got to have this long time of family devotions. I don't think that's necessary, but it is necessary every day to be pointing your family to Christ. And how best to do that than to spend time reading scripture and praying.
Yeah.
And guard that time.
Yeah.
Look, as kids get bigger and the household changes, the seasons change, it's difficult to do. Mm. But always be focusing your kids on Christ. I think husbands and wives praying together. Mm-hmm. They can read scripture together. That's great. Mm.
Yeah, that's really helpful. I remember, well, in our house, my house, I'm there most mornings if I'm not traveling. And what we do is literally just work through a book. Mm. So one good resource was theology. Mm. So it's systematic theologies. It's just topics and you read on it. Recently, we switched it up and we're just working through the book of John. So I just read a little piece and ask inductive questions. Like, why do you think Jesus said this? Or who is this guy? Or why do you think they doing this? Or what do you think when he meant feed my sheep? Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So just interaction with the kids. And then I pray and we sing a hymn as well. Mm. That's most mornings. I've got a Friday morning Bible study at church with some men. So we don't do it on a Friday. And I just find it helpful. And I heard you say that as well. It's not so rigorous that if you miss a day, then it's...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We've lost it.
Right, right.
Instead of just like, hey, kiddos, this is what we do. Just saturate yourself like we started off with. Just, I want to saturate them with the word. There's some memory verses that we go over for Sunday Family Bible Hour. So it's just dealing with the word.
Yeah,
just
great.
Just soak it up. And then Ali and I, we have our reading separately, praying separately, and then when we're done, we get together and we pray through the directory together for the church, for example, and for each other and the kids. We pray together. But that's kind of just one of the routines. I know another elder, Anton, he's on the podcast regularly as well. He literally reads from Monday to Saturday, I think, the passage that whoever's preaching on Sunday, so the preached passage.
Yeah.
And just digging into the text would be preached
that's
on
good,
Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's a different way of doing things as well. But I agree with you. I think it's just a way of getting your kids used to scripture.
And as parents, really knowing God's word so that, for instance, your kids come home from school, they've been taught some nonsense or been exposed from some nonsense from some friends, and that comes up. Mm. Being able to articulate why that's wrong and how to respond.
Yeah.
So you have to know scripture. And again, that comes back to that everyday talk. Mm.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way of linking your own devotional life. So you might not be as privileged as we are, being at home, having time with kids. You might need to be in Sandton at 6 o'clock or in whichever capital you are. We've got listeners in Namibia recently and all over. So anyway, whatever your job is, you might need to go home, leave home early and come home late. So you can't do this devotion with them. But then the everyday talk, if you equip yourself and your kid comes back and say, hey, daddy, someone said this to me. What does that mean? My Muslim friend says we need to pray this. What do you... Well, let's go to the scriptures.
Right.
And share with them from scripture how they should deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just another thing. So with devotional life, we say read and pray. Doug, I struggle with my prayer time. My head is all over the place. My mind is rushing. The kids need to do this. I need to go to work. This meeting is coming up. How do I help my mind to pray devotion?
Yeah, that's a common problem. And I know personally when I'm like that, I find myself, I read a psalm every day. Mm-hmm. So I find myself sometimes just praying the psalm, which focuses me at least on God's word. I think one of the Puritans said, God loves the sound of his own voice. Mm. So when you're reading, you're praying his word back to him.
That's good.
That's helpful. The Lord's Prayer. Mm. Protestants tend to be nervous because it's the Lord's Prayer has become ritualistic amongst many of our Roman Catholic friends. And but I think the Lord's Prayer was given to us as a pattern, and you can that helps me to be focused. So I can pray, you know, hallowed be your name, and I can review some of the names of God, and I can ask God to be glorified in my life today, and your kingdom come. Lord, help me today to submit to your will, and help my wife and my kids and my grandkids. And so I think that gives me structure. So if my mind's all over the place, go to the structure of God's word.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I just to an example, I just flipped over to Psalm 9. Verse 1 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I mean, they're just there. It's just like, okay, I will give thanks to the Lord. Lord, thank you for. And then you can list a whole bunch of things that you're thankful for with my whole heart. You can even ask, Lord, help me to be thankful for. And that's just verse 1, and that's going to keep you busy for at least 3 minutes. I will recount all of your wondrous deeds. Yeah. So be still and then meditate on our God's wondrous deeds, recount them. I will be glad and exalt you. So then, as you said, exalt him as the creator, exalt him as the provider. So just there, I mean, there's a couple of minutes there that you could actually think through scripture, like you said. Just quote that quote again. God loves hearing his own words.
God loves hearing his own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's good. So prayer, reading is helpful. And then pray for your church, right? There's always needs there.
Praying through the church directory. You know, people that you know are going through a tough time. In our church, we get a prayer request every Monday that we pray for Sunday night. So there's plenty of lists and things that can help you to, I'm going to pray for these people and for this need.
And we all have sin to confess, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Well, Doug, thank you so much for your time. Everyone that's listening, I hope you have a good holiday period, and listen to the previous podcast on reading. So let's get reading and read habits of good devotional life this period of Christmas, so you can carry that into the new year. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll have some more podcasts following this in the new year.
Help further the work of Imprint by sharing this podcast with someone who might benefit from it, or by rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcast catcher. Visit imprinton.org for more resources and information about the ministry.